Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. Hope you're doing well out there. I know you're home. I know you're in your little quarantine space. So are we. Up to a point. I will say, this is the first we've done this, but Paul is with us in the compound.
Yes, I have that suit that they had on in E.T. when you come into the house.
Yep.
The hazmat with the flashlight in it.
How's it going, man? I haven't seen you.
It's going, I guess. I mean, for the, you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself when you see all the stuff. I mean, imagine, I can't imagine being your kids and getting everything canceled. School canceled.
Uh-huh.
Sports canceled.
Yeah, but you're saying it like spending hours and hours with me isn't a great alternative. I don't get that. I mean, I would think that they'd be pretty pumped to be with me.
Yeah. I was just trying to sum up the world ending in two sentences, and I didn't do a good job. But I don't know.
It's not ending. It's just put on hold.
Yes, that's true. But for the foreseeable future,
yes,
it's weird that everything that you do is illegal right now.
Really? You find that weird? Yeah. Well,
you've been doing it longer than me, but I mean, since the last century, I've been doing some kind of public speaking or whatever, and that's not allowed right now.
So. That's right. You no longer have a live audience. You still have your beautiful podcast audience.
Yes.
Those people who have been waiting to hear from you, making sure you're okay. I have to say I'm happy to see you because I was concerned. I texted Paul, I think, on Sunday or so and said, do you have food? And your response was, you mean like from a store? And I was like, oh no, this is going to be either really difficult for Paul or actually this may play into your pattern better than most people in that all you need to do while everyone else is out there stockpiling and trying to get beans and weird sauces and things and canned stuff to hold them, all you need is one potato. And you're pretty solid for a while.
That's the thing. You can't rely on one thing. That's what the Irish, they did that, and it didn't work out well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. It didn't even feel like
it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. I have to say, living in L.A., it felt just as much as St. Patrick's Day as any other year.
Yeah, except for the drunken mess that ensues from it.
Yeah, but we never really kept, you have to like actually, like in New York, it just kind of attacks you.
Oh, right, right.
It just, there's no way you could just be a businessman heading downtown to go to work and stay out of the scrum. And before you know it, there's some guy with green face paint leaning on your lapel at 10 o'clock in the morning. Here, you really have to go out and go to an Irish bar or go find some place where it's happening because you don't feel it
right,
like you do in Boston or one of those places.
Well, I mean, it's still weird because, you know, like how many, I mean, I would consider Friday to be the first day of this like monumental swing.
It's when?
Friday.
Because
I think Wednesday, you know, was the first time that it was like, okay, everything for the next month might be destroyed. This is barring even shows that I'm doing with you, just other corporate and
right. All the gigs were drying up.
Overseas stuff was, at least for me, was just gonna get canceled, and then it finally was canceled, and then we were still planning on doing a show on Saturday.
Yeah, they were holding on to that one in Grass Valley for a while,
and then apparently, you know, just the governor, and we were smart about it that we didn't want to risk it. And then you read that some comedy club did two shows on Saturday.
In L.A.?
In Sacramento.
Oh, really?
And Disney World had a freaking parade Sunday night. So,
well, that was the big farewell parade, though.
But still, the fact that thousands of international travelers are going to parades the entire weekend that we stopped doing shows.
Right. And, you know, but it just felt to me like, well, the governor's saying don't do it.
Oh, no, I'm not disagreeing with you.
But, no, I'm just saying for the people out there who we couldn't get to go see.
Right.
That it was, we could have pulled it off. I think they would have. We could have gone and done the show.
Yeah, under the radar.
The idea that the next day we would have heard that this little town north of Sacramento
shouldn't have done this,
ended up with a couple cases, it just was like, right. Nah, let's be smart. And, you know, that's been kind of the tug and pull of this whole thing is, you know, wanting to do stuff, wanting to do your thing, but also knowing that the more it hurts right now, the shorter the hurt will be.
Yeah.
And it was like, ah, man, but I really wanted to go. We had a nice sold out show. It was going to be a fun theater. It was going to be really cool. We were just going to zip up there one night, zip right back. It was going to be a lot of fun. And now I think that knowing that we're not going for a while is you having the same reaction. Every time I hear a plane overhead, I'm like, oh, I want to be on that airplane.
Yeah.
Man.
And then you were like, aren't you glad you didn't drive? I was like, no, I would have spent money on that flight. I would have just but driven you can, up you, the day up.
But they were nice to you, weren't they?
What?
Southwest?
No. I'm,
what do you mean?
They don't give any money back. They just have you like bank it or whatever.
Well, they hold it for your next flight.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, I wouldn't have flown the day before to... I mean, that flight in August is going to be like $50 or something.
Yeah, but you're going to end up using that. You're not going to be not flying for the rest of your life.
Oh, we'll see. I mean...
Come on. You're going to be back on a plane.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing is it's been relatively, like, you know, recent, just everything falling into place where... You know, as of Monday, everything's probably going to close. And then yesterday, every comedy club in LA, I think, said they're closing.
Yeah.
And then, it's just a...
So what are you, how are you spending your time there in your pad? You're just watching a lot of stuff?
Learning refrigerator repair, just a new job that I can do after.
That's smart. I was thinking Amazon's hiring. I was like, that would be a fun job. Just drive around, get to make some money on the side.
Well, I mean, I'm not being negative when I say this, but my whole stance is, okay, the fact that everyone's going to sacrifice this money, time, job, everything is great as long as to what end? We test everybody, we figure out who has it, we get a vaccine, like, but what is the end game right now?
Let me translate what you're saying. You're wondering, is it worth all of this business going under to save the old people?
No, we're sacrificing all this time. Is it going? Why is it going to make a difference? I understand the flatten the curve stuff, but is there something where, you know, because people just aren't going to do this? Like you, I don't know if you realize that, but if a month of people starving or not having money or getting the flu, they're going to pick getting the flu. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but. There's 47 million people over the age of 45.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get this quote unquote flu,
right,
a good portion of them don't make it. So how many millions? You have to do the math. And I'm with you. I'm tracking you. How many old people are worth it is what we're trying to figure out here.
Especially
when you get put out and then they're all going to be poor.
Well, the leadership of, you know, like we weren't getting any messages, right? And then all of a sudden, there's a governor that makes it, you know, our governor is telling stuff when they're closing, right? And in New York City, the same thing.
Yeah. Well, the governors were filling the void of the national.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is, like, I'm thinking to a point where, okay, if L.A. is shutting down for to lose billions of dollars to keep this virus out.
Yeah.
Why would you let anybody from another state or another town come in and screw everything up? Like, right. It's just, I mean, it's going
to
get
to... Well, I think you're trying to lessen it, right? You're trying to lessen it and spread it out so it can kind of run its course. And so that, you know, people are going to get sick, but it won't be all at once, like all tomorrow.
Right.
Where then you have no button way to care for any of these people, plus all the people
exactly.
have other stuff going on.
And I have, you know, my brother's a doctor. My mother was a nurse for a long time, so I definitely... And that's the whole thing, too, is like, you know, most people are out of work, and then the people that are working crazy overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's going to be...
All right, so you're the president. What do you do?
My thing is, okay, we've got, you know, a pandemic. Have we rehired all the people we fired 2 years ago that worked for the pandemic prevention thing that... Hire those people back.
Okay.
Are we working on testing, vaccine? Like, that's the thing is, like, when I see the amount of money that
right.
the NBA loses for shutting down.
Yeah.
Why not test every one of the players?
Right.
And whoever has it, they've already found four players that have it.
Right.
So why not test all the players and then at least get back to playing games without fans for... You
right.
know, a couple months. I mean,
I like the way President Paul thinks. President Paul says, first off, let's take care of the healthcare workers. Second on the list, let's
NBA.
Get the NBA back into action. I'm with you. We need stuff.
But you know from, I mean, that's the thing is the closest we've had, we both were in New York for 9/11 and when everyone was worried, are people going to go back to doing things? It was never... a matter of can we do things, it's will they?
Right.
And of course they did. I mean, there was comedy
yeah.
clubs open the next day.
Right.
So
this is different.
Yeah, this is incredibly different because you're not allowed to.
Well,
so
it's not, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see how long, you know, look, maybe a short-term thing and we might make some headway. We might be able to flatten the curve a little quickly
mm-hmm.
and then slowly start to like bring stuff back. Here's the thing that's been on my mind the most I've been thinking, is this the time where you're padding around the house a lot? I normally, you know, I'm wearing Converse now. Is this the time that I actually break down and get Crocs?
No, because they're not comfortable.
Well, the people that wear them say different. The people that wear them love Crocs. They say that they're like baby shoes for grown-ups. This might be the time. Let me ask you this. What would you pay for Crocs? I'm a little surprised by the price.
What do you mean? Would I...
If you... How much money would you spend to get Crocs delivered to your house?
I think money would have to be coming from the other way. I think...
they would have to pay you.
There'd have
They'd
to be some kind of endorsement.
$220 bills in each Croc.
If they gave me $50, I might wear them, but I wouldn't... Not in public, though.
What do you think a Croc costs? This is just for around the house.
Yeah.
I would not wear it out of the house.
But
maybe into the backyard.
You're talking about name brand, like the signature Croc?
Crocs.
Hmm. $20?
That's what I thought. $31. $37.
Yeah?
Crocs ain't cheap. $40.
I guess it's kind of like... What's the audience for, like, a bad band?
My daughters used to wear Crocs like crazy, and they had those cool little charms that you'd put in the holes of them. I think it might be time.
Just for
around the house.
They're
Bella
not going to be...
Bella wants to go out back. I throw the Crocs on, go out there, come back in, kick them right off.
You gotta look up slides, Tom. That's what the kids call them now. You gotta get some slides.
That's too formal with this new lifestyle.
No, slides are the opened toe version of the disgusting Croc that kind of keeps things in a germ geranium.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes, but we might be able to get stronger if we get our croc germs fighting the corona germs.
I think, you know, ultimately the croc thing is for people who are tired of tying their shoes.
Yes.
And you already have, didn't you get those, the Converse, the ones that slide on?
No, I wear Vans, the surfer croc.
Okay.
Those are good. Just throw those on. But I can see where the croc people think they have an advantage. Because with the Vans, you put those on, you still got to bend down and get the heel around your heel.
Yeah.
And they, the croc people don't even want to do that.
I will say it's pretty weird that you're wearing high tops, because I probably wore high tops more than regular shoes, and I don't wear them anymore because they seem...
You always wear... You had your high tops on the other day.
No. They are
your
all
Nike
like three-quarter.
Tie-yourself shoes?
Those are all three-quarter things. Yeah. I don't like... It feels like a little... feel like a boxer or something.
But you wore them your whole life. Maybe
well,
that's
to play
why.
Basketball. That's what I mean. But I can tell how less comfortable they are. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I like them.
Yeah?
I like a boot.
The support?
I like a boot. I like a Converse.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little support. I like it up over the ankle.
Okay.
But with my new around-the-house lifestyle, I feel like, this is my analogy, I started to realize it's almost like we're all living on our own spaceship. You know what I mean? Like in 2001 Space Odyssey, and it's like we're an alien. You know, it's like, I'm going to the gym. And the guy would go over to the treadmill, and he'd work on that.
Yeah.
And then you all meet at dinner and just kind of like sit there and eat.
Right.
And then everyone goes to their sleep pod, and you just kind of float around. Everybody walking through the hall, good morning, good morning. That's how I feel like. I feel like we're on a spaceship.
Yeah, it's pretty... it's definitely surreal, man. It's like... I mean, the closest you can think of it is like you never really shut it down except for maybe like a small part of July or like Christmas.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, that's the closest I can say is like it feels like Christmas. But even then, like I'm still going on stage every couple days or.
Yeah, it feels like that break between Christmas and New Year's.
I mean, this has to be, for most comedians, this has to be the, I mean, that's the whole thing about, you know, moving out here from New York.
Uh-huh.
Like, can you imagine living in New York right now? What a nightmare that would be.
Yeah, that would be a little tight. That would be a little tight.
I mean, especially if you're saying pre-married Tom Papa, you're in this dumpy apartment with two roommates and you got to figure out where to go to eat every day and what coffee shop you're allowed to go sit in.
Sounds like heaven.
Really?
Sounds kind of fun.
You got your own office now? No, I mean, that's the whole thing of New York is you're just trying to find a space to go, and half the places are, you know, like movie theaters and restaurants, those are all closed. So
yeah, but let me ask you this. When's the last time you were in a movie theater?
Probably a week ago.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I saw the Once Were Brothers documentary about the band.
Oh.
Robbie Robertson did
that. You saw
like
that
this
in the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, because I had the, everything that I've paid for is, they're turning off. Like, I had like a membership to that, and I guess the AMCs are all closing
for
a month or something.
What's your exercise regimen? Have you been exercising?
Yeah, I played basketball outside a couple, 2 or 3 days.
Oh, that's good.
And then I did a run yesterday. I mean, it's definitely been like...
That's good.
Getting to the point where... I mean, I like that fact that like you're bored to the point where, okay, what do you really want to do?
Yeah.
Like, I've never had that much time in my life.
I know, it is weird. So, and we're only a weekend. I think exercise is important for your mental health for sure.
Yeah, just getting outside.
Yeah. But do you think that you're going to get spit out of this thing, regardless of how long it is, fatter or skinnier?
Well, I would like to say... in shape. My point with that thing about the New York thing, it wasn't to not the regimen of New York, but like just the I mean, that was the worst part of last week was that it was raining the whole time, right?
I know. It was very weird for us.
Like, if you're, it's one thing if, like, you can't work, but if you can't go outside, yeah. that's really, like, that's an LA tragedy.
Yeah, we're the real heroes.
So, I mean, just like a day like today to just get outside and walk around, that's the whole reason I'm here instead of New York, you know?
Right, right, exactly.
And now
my friend, I talked to Mark Norman today. And he said that people were out, most he saw, like, of people around were people exercising. People yeah. going for a run, that kind of thing.
Right.
Slipping in to get a coffee and getting back out.
Yeah, January 2nd, those are those runners.
Yeah.
They do it for a day.
I know. It would be nice. Like, it's been, I don't want to complain about the weather, but it would be a great thing if it was, like, 80 degrees here for like a solid week.
Well, we should be close to that point. I mean,
I know we usually spit out, right? I mean, this is normal to be in March and have it rainy and a little chilly. We usually get that. But then it shouldn't be too much longer before we just start cranking up the heat.
Yeah, so that
kill that effing virus.
That was the hard part, was the, you know, Friday show canceled, lose money. Then it's raining.
Right.
And then you figure out, oh, you might have next week or next year off.
All right, let me ask you this. Turning to the optimistic side of Paul Morrissey.
We're still optimistic, but...
Yes.
We're just...
But no, this is I'm going to go even further than the normal level of optimism. If you were to paint a scenario for, like, that wraps it up within a week,
mm-hmm.
some Hail Mary freaky thing that comes in and stops it, write that story.
What do you mean? Like a...
Like...
Like, I still have hope that, like, there's a, you know...
Like, that there's a nerd out there.
Elon Musk or some of the boys in Silicon Valley are like, okay, we came up with a vaccine.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. And it's... It's synthetic, so we're going to be able to just pump it into people immediately.
Yeah. You have to have a Tesla to get it.
Yeah, I would put my money on Elon. He's been kind of quiet, hasn't he?
And Bill Gates just stepped down right in the middle of everything. I wouldn't doubt if he wasn't like trying to put something together, you know?
Yep, that's a good one. Bill Gates, I could see doing it. What about just some hippie freak who's like, hey, it turns out... If quinoa does it, if you just rub quinoa on your nipples, you know, we need one of those. I'm holding out for one of those.
But I do have a new, so I read a book last week
mm-hmm.
called, I don't know if you've heard this one, it's called Eat the Frog.
Eat the Frog.
Have you ever done that? Ever read that?
No. What do you mean done it? Can you do it?
You don't do it, but it's like kind of like a...
Is it that lick the frog thing that everyone talked about in college?
No.
When people would run out of weed in college, they were...
That's like from Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah,
or something.
They were like, if you lick a certain frog, you can hallucinate.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is like a... you know, from time to time, we'll... You know, we talked about that getting things done guy and the... What was the other one? Get Rich? What was the Napoleon?
Oh, How to Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich
think
or something.
Think and Grow Rich, yeah.
So this one is called Eat the Frog.
Okay.
And basically the philosophy is if what's the worst thing you had to do all day?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was like eat the frog. What if you had to eat a frog today? That was the worst thing that you would have to do today. You'd do it as soon as you got up in the morning.
Okay.
So that's the philosophy, is that the things that you want to do least, you do them first.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the day, you can focus on.
Oh.
And you've gotten the hard stuff out of the way.
That's really interesting. I get that because not that I hate it, but it is work. It's like working out, say.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't do it first thing in the morning, then it's
hanging over you.
Yeah, yeah, all day. But I do like getting up and getting coffee and just writing first thing.
Right.
It's something I enjoy. what I've been doing is trying to, I guess I've been trying to eat the frog second.
Yeah.
Before the rest of the day goes.
Because you want to
enjoy.
But
not the very first thing, yeah.
It's also the time period if you get peace and quiet kind of too, mm-hmm. right?
Right, exactly. That's the, yeah, that's a big part of
so
it.
So that's the... That's the thing, but it's. I think it's a good. So it's basically like a kind of a goal philosophy of like, well, what do you want to do? Accomplishments, that kind of stuff. But that was the big part is like, what's going to help you get to these goals? You want to, you know, we had our lose 10 pounds thing. It's like, okay, what's going to help you get to that goal? Working out every day,
right?
Where does that go on your list of?
Yeah.
You know, things, and you probably the first couple, you know?
Yeah.
Because you want to get out of the way, and it's also a priority, so.
So how are you putting this into practice?
Well, it's definitely, like, a thing that I've thought about. Like, right now, we're still in the mode of, like, you know, thankfully, you know, I'm... not super struggling right now, although, you know, you do kind of worry about, like, okay, everything for 2 months just got canceled, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking? What's your thinking right now of resuming life? What is your target date, or what are you thinking right now?
Well.
Because everything's definitely canceled until the end of this month.
Yeah, for sure. I would say,
but it's already been a really long week, so stuff is changing like every day. So
yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's hard to forecast, but I would say I would be pretty happy if I'm doing a lot of shows in June.
Okay. I think that's the consensus. I had a show canceled last night that got rescheduled for June.
Yeah, like if that would be pretty great, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
That would be pretty.
And initially, like, if you told me worst case scenario, I was like, okay, we'll at least do Atlanta on, like, April 17th. That's, like, over a month. And then that seems, like, not likely at all anymore.
Yeah. I keep picturing a glorious summer. I think that's why I keep craving like the 80 degree thing.
Well, it is funny because summer usually is the death of comedy, and I think this year it's going to be like amazing.
I know. That would be pretty great.
That's going to create a whole new virus, just all the the festivals.
Yeah, no kidding.
When is the Netflix thing supposed to be? Is that?
That's been pushed.
Oh, that's getting pushed too. Okay.
Yeah. They're thinking September, October now.
Yeah.
The Netflix was doing a festival here in LA. It was going to be end of April into the beginning of May. And they decided probably not.
I do have. Oh, you want to hear one of my goals for this?
Yeah.
For this lockdown?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if we'll be able to do this legal or illegally,
mm-hmm.
but I think just for our podcast.
Okay.
For us to arrange to, and granted, there's not going to be an audience.
Okay.
But for us to perform at the Hollywood Bowl during this lockdown.
Just go and climb the fence?
Just get somebody to let us in the door and then...
make a deal with somebody.
Bring your kids and your wife. We'll just spread out in the different garden boxes.
We could do a show for like 300 people and just have them all spaced apart.
8 feet away.
That'd be pretty great. Oh, man, that would be awesome.
That's what I was thinking of because, you know, I watched, so I was going through, you can tell me what you watched too, but so there's a movie, I'm going through all the Netflix, or no, I was going through HBO.
Uh-huh.
I watched a couple things on HBO, and there's a movie called Beaches that instantly made me laugh because, have you ever watched it?
No.
It's like a Bette Midler movie.
Oh, yeah.
And
George Carlin in it? No, he was in
Barbara Hershey, maybe. Right. I think it's like kind of a like sad or whatever. People seem to like it, but whenever this came out, I don't know what age I was, but basically we had a movie theater in the town.
Yeah,
one movie theater, and you drive by, and there's no promotion back then. There's no trailers you can look at. So we just see beaches. So we're just like, oh yeah, I heard that's a spring break movie. It's a bunch of naked chicks. So we go in there and it's Bette Midler singing at the Hollywood Bowl. And we're just like, boo. And we started like throwing stuff. We like ran out of the theater. We were so mad. Like that was the only time I've ever left the theater.
Oh my God.
After paying whatever it was, $3 or something.
Right,
but,
exactly. $3.50.
But yeah, so I saw that movie and that like made me laugh. But then that got my idea about the Hollywood Bowl. And you're like, you could play it when it was empty.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to set up a rehearsal for not having a performance at Hollywood Bowl? Especially right now.
Bella, get inside. Come on.
Bella's barking. But that would be like
our dog's the problem.
That would be a goal that you can knock off, that you played the Hollywood Bowl. You don't have to tell them nobody was there.
Yeah, you could actually do a whole album from it. I think that's a great idea.
So those
are make it happen.
So those are the type of goals I'm setting right now, Tom.
I think we also should be paying close attention to our Patreon page.
Yeah.
Because that's where our members get secret, top secret content, and I think we should be doing videos on there.
Right.
That would be more fun than just getting more podcasts.
Well, my calendar is clear as of now, Tom. So
I'm really packed, Paul. I'm sorry. Let me see if I could squeeze it in, but I think we'll be able to make.
So, what is the feeling around the compound?
You
have a daughter it's her senior year, right?
Yeah, we got a senior, and she was going to make a big speech for graduation.
That's
got to
be devastating, man. I know people are playing sports, so it's like it canceled basketball and softball.
Yeah.
Baseball season.
You know, but it's kind of like this thing. It's like, you know, my other daughter is a solo in the spring show, and she, you know, that's if that gets bumped, she's going to be bummed. But it's also kind of like, yeah, every single human being has a sad story at this moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not like you're the only one that has something sad, so we look at it and like everyone's.
No,
like,
oh, I mean we're all sacrificing. We're all.
That's the thing. It's like it's hard to have a pity party for anybody. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's unfortunate, and there's all this kind of stuff, but there's something greater that has to be tackled. So you know, yeah, you know, I have my moments when I'm like, ah, that's too bad. I was looking forward to seeing her give a big speech at Disney Hall where they graduate, and
it's
going to be a pretty special, unique thing.
Would they let her do it still?
I don't know.
We could talk her way into there. We could knock that off too.
Right, exactly. She could do that for nobody.
No audience.
Maybe they will give her an opportunity to give the speech, even if it's remotely, you know, as a sign-off kind of thing. So, yeah, there's, you know, everybody, I think a lot of people, myself, I'm sure, I think everybody's experiencing it in this way, where you are kind of like, okay, everything's all right, it's not so bad, we're doing all right, but then you get like, you check out a little too much news, or you just have a moment of checking, like, the brain busily starts trying to figure out worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, you know, you dip.
Right.
And then, and it's funny, like within a family of four people, everybody has their different moments of doing that. Most of the time, everybody's been pretty up and pretty cool, but you can say, you know, everybody has their moment where they get a little anxious about the whole scene.
Yeah.
You know, we all do. And that's okay, but you just got to kind of manage it. And it's natural to get down or worried about money or worried about, you know, loved ones getting sick or any of that kind of thing. But then, you know, take stock in that it's going to pass and we're going to be all right. And the likelihood of everybody being okay is pretty high. So, you know, I think that's kind of the vibe. It's everybody's been kind of busy. The kids have school. I think that's important. I think having routine, having stuff to do, even if it's like made up stuff for yourself, like you said, like going to get the workout done. You know, I'm not going to sleep until 3.
Right.
I'm going to get up. I'm going to get the workout done by 9. I'm going to do my emails. I'm going to do my Patreon page. You know, like having a little bit of a schedule for yourself, I think is pretty cool. And then trying to watch as much shitty television as you possibly can. I think that's very helpful. We watched a Hallmark movie last night.
Oh boy.
Oof, that was rough.
Yeah.
It was really, it's fun. Like it's fun and it's corniness and stuff. And we watching for that reason. But this, for some reason, we were. Oh, I think we did it through the app, so we could not avoid the commercials.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, when they repeat, they just hammer you with the one commercial 200 times in an episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It really makes you think the virus isn't so bad.
Yeah, that's. I think the only thing new that I've watched was Narcos. I hadn't watched that.
Yeah,
but then there's all these overwhelming things like I've never watched Game of Thrones.
I was thinking
Better
that one
Call
too.
Saul or anything like that.
I know. Why not? Why not dip in?
Yeah, it's. But it is. I will say this to a point. It's like, man, I can't sit on the couch all day. Like you can't.
I can't do the during the day thing. Anytime that there's like a reflection on the TV,
yeah,
no,
can't do it. Doesn't feel right.
No, you got to wait when the sun goes down. You want to screw around for a whole bunch of hours just watching stuff?
Yeah,
great.
I think that's an East Coast thing. It's that thing about like, you know, I do that joke about when you're in upstate New York, you're cocky if you have sunglasses.
Because
everyone's like, well, you can't squint for 2 weeks a year. Like, like that's the thing. It's like, if it's sunny out, it's like, you better get outside and get that sun. Because you're only getting a few days of it. And then now it's like that every day.
Yeah.
But you still have that urgency of like, oh, I got to get out.
Yeah, no. Television during the day, not good. Like, when it was really soupy and rainy, you know, you want to get cozy on the couch and do that, that's fine. But, you know, there's only so much of that you can do.
Did you get your Xbox out? Didn't you have your Xbox?
Oh, man, this is it, Paul. This is my one chance. I've got the a Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
Zelda is the big atmospheric game where this little Zelda guy, which I used to play like on Sega Genesis.
Yeah,
back
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, like in 92.
So Robin Williams named his daughter after that game. He played tons of video games.
Yeah. And that is, it's, so I booted it up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting into it.
In here?
Yep. No, not in here. This is too reflecty. In the other room. Probably should be in here. But in the other room. And little dude running around in these beautiful pastures, and it was kind of really great, and I was getting into it, and there's this, got into my first trouble spot, and where I have to try and solve something. There's this thing that keeps killing me, and I don't know how to kill him, and I find myself getting frustrated.
Yeah.
But I also have, I played it for, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes. Enough for where all day I've been thinking, how am I going to kill that thing? So I think this might be my opportunity to kind of get into a game.
That's what I got. I have Xbox. I played a little of the football. And then I have two games that I never opened. I have a soccer game.
FIFA?
And then there's a Red Dead Redemption. It's like a, some cowboy game that somebody gave me a long time ago.
Nice.
But that's supposedly one of those ones like 3 days. So if I ever feel like locking it down for 3 days, I'll just jump on that, I guess.
Why not?
But I was going to tell you, so the two, I did watch two documentaries. I watched Miles Davis, which, have you seen that
one? No, I tried to click on that and I was shot down by the family.
Really?
Yeah, they don't care about him.
That one was great. You should watch that. And then I will say, surprisingly, not surprisingly, but because I knew I'd be a fan, but ZZ Top. Everyone seems to love that documentary. Like, people who don't even know who they are.
Oh, that's good.
They've been around forever, man. They had like a psychedelic group in the 60s.
That's amazing.
So it's really funny to watch those guys.
Wow.
They opened for Jimi Hendrix.
Wow. Yeah, they were hardcore. I love when I discovered them, like, right before their real big hits.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, this stuff is good. It had that little John Lee Hooker bluesy thing to it.
Yeah, that's the thing is they played the Rhode Island Blues Fest.
Uh-huh.
And the guy thought they were black because they had only heard the record.
Right, right.
And so they're like, they played the, and it's like all these, you know, Miles Davis, all these blues guys that are there.
Nice.
And they're watching them. And they're like, that was like, changed everything.
Wow.
But they were the guys. My dad was even saying this. I think this, nobody really knew where this came from about the whole Texas like lifestyle kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what that came from. They did the, it was called Texas Worldwide Tour.
Uh-huh.
And it was just this stage of like, they had like cows and like animals and they all had these big cowboy hats and stuff like that. They opened for the Rolling Stones.
Man, oh man.
And they said Mick Jagger's like on the side with a cowboy hat on and stuff like that. Oh, so that was like the first time that you could wear a cowboy hat like in New York. And they're like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. All right, I'll check those that two out for sure. You know what I watched was Rami's show on Hulu.
Oh, right, yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, no.
Really good.
Okay.
You know, he won the best actor in the Golden Globes.
Right,
For an actor in a comedy. And so good.
Yeah.
And Mo Ammer's in it, too, another comedian from New York.
Okay.
And it's really, really well
done. Which one's that on?
Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Hulu.
You should see Atlanta if you haven't seen that yet.
I've seen a bunch of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I thought you still hadn't seen that one.
No, I've seen a bunch of it. It's great. But
now, if you had a show right now, why wouldn't you put it on while everyone's home watching TV?
Well, the only problem is everyone stopped production.
But I'm saying, like, I think Fargo is coming out in, like, April.
Right.
It's like, why wouldn't you put that, like, right now?
They might still be editing.
Or ESPN, they have the Michael Jordan documentary. It's like a 5-part thing. It's like, you don't have any sports for the rest of the year.
I know.
Like, play that.
Will you get into dog sledding?
No. What, is that legal?
It's one of the only sports going right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, one guy with a bunch of dogs going across the Antarctica.
No, I mean, I will say this, that, you know, my parents are in Florida, my mom is a runner, and my dad plays golf. So those are, like, two of the best things you can do right now, just to get outside and do stuff.
Golf, why don't we go golf?
Should we go golf?
Maybe we should. We'd have to take our own carts.
Well, you walk. Isn't that is that too slow?
Yeah.
I'd be curious if you called a course right now to see how busy it is.
Yeah, it would be good. I wonder.
Do you think all these business guys are just using that as the get out of house free card?
I bet.
I wonder.
Bet. I mean, it's been a little sloppy for the last week.
Yeah, but,
But yeah, I bet.
I'm curious because, you know, even all the snowbirds left Florida, so I think my dad's got the place to himself.
As long as you wipe down the cart before you get in it.
Well, I mean, and plus you're still not close enough to the other players, really.
No.
You're touching your own ball and your own
You're wearing
gloves.
A glove when you're putting the pulling
gloves.
The stick.
Gloves.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, we might be golfers.
Seinfeld will hate you.
Yeah, but it might be worth it.
Yeah, I know. Maybe, what if we end up being like in the senior tour? If we qualify, we could be one of those guys that don't play until our 40s, and then we make the tour.
It's a good time to learn how to throw the knuckleball. That was our other plan. We were going to learn how to throw a knuckleball and get into the big leagues.
But I don't know. Look, what would you do if you were like a guy fighting to get on
make
the team?
Make a team. Oh, any story you can come up with, that's happening, right? One guy who's this is his year for his big break happening. I talked to Shane Torres, a comedian who's came out here, got his first TV show.
Uh-huh.
And production closed up as soon as he got off the plane. You know what I mean? Like anything you can think about, there's.
But something like that. Let's say you had a TV show with a $10 million budget.
Okay.
And you have, you know, it's either we don't make this or you have 50 people work on it. You test all of them and then everyone stays in this hotel and doesn't leave until we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do that instead of not working.
Yeah.
Or
skeleton crew.
I mean, I just can't imagine with all the money at stake that nobody's figuring out how to like.
Well, it goes on long enough. It goes on long enough. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what? Like when the tests become really available and you can test everybody and have them all hole up and go do a thing out in the desert.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I saw people complaining about the NBA players getting these tests, and it's like, well, the whole point of that was they're playing in front of 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure all those guys are healthy because they're the ones that are traveling the most. And then they found out that like six
of
them have it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's four of the Nets.
Oh, before we wrap up, any thoughts on Tom Brady?
Oh, going to Tampa.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
So what happened? So that means that the Patriots didn't make him an offer?
Is that what happened, or does he get to decide? Like, I think
he can decide, but I wasn't sure how it went down. If they tried to get him and he said, nah, not good enough, or haven't seen.
It seemed like they didn't really, they didn't get anybody, like, they didn't make any signings, right? Like the that's right. the whole point is that he didn't have any weapons there,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't really sign anybody because they were saving money for a quarterback. So he's kind of like either they're spending it before,
right.
before, or they're spending it on the guy that's replacing me.
Right.
So,
they probably the reason we probably don't have a handle on it is because they both wanted to get out without seeming like yeah. the bad guy. You know, it's probably was like you know. A mutual breakup in a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
What a run, though. I mean, for those guys, for, you know, anyone that's a fan of that team, to be able to have, yeah. Like us having Jeter for all those years,
mm-hmm.
it's like, that's a great run. You can't feel anything but grateful after.
And he's not done, you know. They have that. They have a bunch of good, you know, that Evans guy is one of the best receivers in the league in Tampa.
Oh, please. Oh, you mean with Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So who's they have a good coach?
Yeah. I yeah. think, I forget, but yeah, they're going to be strong. And then somebody, who else, I was just kind of surprised he didn't come back to California, though.
Yeah.
He's like an LA guy. Like, you would figure he would
yeah.
play for San Diego or play for, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but a little more mellow. You know, I could see him not being into this scene as much. That'll be good. And Belichick, you know, that guy always wins, too. So yeah. that's going to be a good storyline. But
well, yeah, he'll just get a new quarterback that he can shape into the next Tom Brady. And if he's successful, then he'll be even thought of as a better coach that
yeah.
he could do it with two different guys.
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't go to the Giants.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
That would have been sweet.
Because there's no offensive line. yeah. Same reason Eli's not with the Giants anymore.
right, exactly. All right, buddy. Well, it was good seeing you.
You too, man. So,
maybe we'll do them with more frequency if we're going to be home for a bit.
If people want it. So let us know what you guys want to see. Do you want to see Tom cooking? Should we do... Because you're still doing, is your radio show from home?
Yeah,
or are
we're up to the same schedule for the SiriusXM show. It's still cranking along and just doing it from each in our own locations. And we've had a bunch of people call in. You should probably call into that show. And and still cranking it out. I think by the time you see me next time, what do you think, yellow or blue Crocs?
No.
Yellow might get dirty.
Oh, wait, that was the other thing.
I need more yellow in my life, though.
That was the other thing you didn't tell me about the tattoo.
What about
that
it?
That you had updated it.
You've seen the update.
No, I haven't.
You never saw the update?
No, you didn't.
Come on.
I think you're still...
This is like a year ago.
Yeah. You have a Tom, you don't wear shorts. Nobody knows what you got going on under there. You could have two different... No, the last...
I added my daughters to my gnome tattoo.
See, no one knows that. You, the last we talked about this was Rob Zombie telling you you should own it and just flaunt it.
Uh-huh.
And then you said something about fixing it, and then there was never a... There's
yeah,
never an end to the
I added
story.
To it. So my daughters are on the... my daughters are in gnome form around my gnome.
In what age range are they?
Current. Probably as is, current. Maybe a little younger. I'll show you. Maybe we'll post that on Patreon. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I would say go check out our tour dates, but let's deal with that at another time.
Listen to the old podcast. There was somebody that listened to the last 7 years. So we've got a lot there.
We'll keep them coming. Take care of yourselves and enjoy your life.